Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. This is a podcast made specifically for Fellowship Bible Church in Central Arkansas. We are one church in multiple locations. We have campuses in Cabot, Benton, Midtown, West Little Rock, and we also have Fellowship Espanol campus. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your host for Fellowship Talks, and I'm here as always with my co-host, Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everyone.
Amy, you doing all right today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Are you ready for today's episode?
I'm very excited.
This is going to be an interesting one.
This is the first time I think we've had a guest with a lamb on their head.
With a lamb on their head. We actually have another co-host today joining us here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have someone who has asked repeatedly to be a guest on the podcast. And now Isaac, my son, he's 6 years old. You get to be a guest on the podcast. What do you think, bud? Are you nervous?
Yeah.
We're all right. So happy to have you with us, Isaac. We think you're going to ask some really good questions, and we want to hear them.
I bet Lammy's going to do the questions.
Lammy's going to do the questions?
Yeah.
So Isaac has a few stuffed animals here with him to keep him comfort while he's doing the podcast and to introduce everybody to his special stuffed animals. He has Lammy and Doggy right here with him.
How did you come up with those names?
Daddy, Mommy named this one the dog, Doggy. And the lamb, Lammy, because, a couple other people gave me Lammy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Isaac, you sent me a letter at work a couple months ago, and you were asking to be on the podcast. Do you remember what you said?
No.
You said you had a thing or two to say on the podcast, and you were wanting to be on the podcast, all right? So guess what? You're here, and today, also, along with Isaac, this is the perfect episode for him to be here, Amy, because we're going to do another top five today. And we have Matt Morgan, our Fellowship Kids pastor across all campuses, right, Matt?
That's right.
Here with us today. Matt, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
And we're going to do a top five with Matt and with Isaac. And the top five is the top five questions kids ask about baptism.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about baptism and what kids think about baptism.
Yeah, so parents, this might be a great one to grab your kids to listen to with you because they probably have these same questions.
That's right. Yeah. And I know I do as a parent. You know, Isaac, we've never talked about baptism with you before, and we're still waiting to have some of those conversations. So this is really good for you to be here and be involved in this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell them what I got today?
You want to tell everyone what you got today?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Tell everyone.
I got a fishing pole from Bass Pro Shop, and it was free, and I got a shirt that looks like it's grinning at me.
You have a shirt, a Fellowship Talk shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, for being on the show.
It looks like it's grinning at me.
It looks like it's grinning at you.
Yeah.
You're so funny, bud. All right, Matt, it's good to have you here. Let's talk about some of the questions that kids ask about baptism.
Yeah. Isaac, you want to read the first question for us?
Yeah. Do I really have to be baptized?
Great job.
Yeah, so the first question that we hear a lot is, do I really have to be baptized? And I think this question comes up a lot out of fear of like getting in front of people, standing in front of the church. Like it's a little bit of, they're excited about baptism, but I think kids ask this question naturally because do I really have to go through with it? And so it's kind of a fun conversation we get to have with them. I think most adults are probably also share that fear of getting up in front of the church.
Yeah.
But it's actually a really great opportunity when kids ask that question to actually teach kind of the doctrine behind baptism.
Mm-hmm.
At Fellowship, we say that baptism is not what saves us, mm-hmm. and it's actually not essential for salvation. And we take the moment to kind of talk with them and point back to Jesus and the thief on the cross. You know, it's an interesting story there. Like, because he believes Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus says, "You'll be with me today in paradise." There's not another part to the story where like they get off the cross, go find water and get baptized.
Yeah,
and get
I haven't
back
read
on.
That part.
Yeah, that's not an omission. Like that didn't happen. And so we know like baptism is not essential. And so we teach from that angle, but then we also talk a little bit about how baptism is a commandment of Scripture. It's an example we see from Jesus. And so the short answer is no, we don't have to, but I think we kind of reframe the question with the beauty of baptism is that we get to, we get to show kind of an outward expression of an inward transformation through baptism. And so when they ask, do I have to, it's a great opportunity to teach on the theology of baptism, but actually also a great opportunity for us to get excited about why we do it, that it is a good thing.
That's right.
It's a fun question.
Yeah. Ready for question number two?
Let's do it.
Isaac, hey, why don't you read question number two for us?
Okay. Will I have to talk in front of people?
Well, that's a really good question. I know people get scared about that.
Yeah,
or
so
nervous.
I think probably for adults, this is the number one fear is public speaking. And so for kids, if they've seen baptism, there could be thousands of people watching. It's a little nerve-wracking to think that I'm going to have to talk. And for some reason, kids think, I think they really feel like they're going to have to be the one to deliver the sermon that day or something. and so it's an interesting thing. But we also, again, take a moment to teach because what Romans says is that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that we'll be saved. And so there is this moment of confess with our mouth. What does that mean and what does that look like? And so that's why at Fellowship, when you hear baptism, we actually have two confession questions that every adult, child, teenager, whoever's participating in baptism will respond to two confession questions. And so for kids, I encourage them that if it's a dad or a parent doing the baptism, they can share more of their story, that the kid doesn't have to talk a lot. But for kids, they will have to respond in an affirmative way based on their belief to these confession questions. The first one is, do you confess that Jesus lived and died for your sins? And which usually we've had a conversation and the kid has expressed their belief in that. And so we'd say, you would answer yes. Mm-hmm. And then the second question is kind of the second part, that Jesus, do you confess that Jesus resurrected and is now Lord of your life? And they confess yes to that. And they would say, based on that confession, which Romans tells us we ought to make, now we do the baptism. And so it's a fun way, again, it's a question that to assure them that they're not going to have to be the one preaching that Sunday, but also that there is a moment where we will ask them to fulfill the commandment of Scripture and confess out loud, and how we do that and kind of talk through that. It's a fun way of sharing that.
Yeah, and for those that are old enough, if they want to, they can share a little bit of their story of how they came to trust in Christ.
Yeah.
But they're not required to.
Not required to. And some kids write it down, and it's okay to have a piece of paper there to read. I've encouraged parents, too, to do a question and answer of, you know, for kids just to come up with a script of what to say beforehand or even in the moment can be difficult.
Yeah.
But for a parent to practice at home of, let's talk about what is sin? How did Jesus save you? And why do you want to be baptized? To ask questions that they can give short answers to, but really tell more of their story. Question and answer is a great way to get kids talking, but not leave it all up to them to have to share.
That's good. Yeah. Are you ready for question number three, Isaac? Are you ready? All right, go for it.
How long will I be underwater?
That's a good one.
So,
what do you think? What do you think, Isaac? How long does someone have to stay underwater?
I don't know. 3 seconds?
That's a good guess. So here's what I say to that one. Usually it's a parent or another spiritual like influencer in the child's life who's doing the baptism. So I usually ask the child, have they been nice to that person? And they kind of look at me like, what does that have to do with anything? And I was like, well, you really should think about being nicer because they can hold you underwater as long as they want. And the kid kind of at first,
terrible.
Yeah, the kid kind of at first is a little shocked. But again, it's a great opportunity to kind of relax them, ease their mind. Because of the way we practice baptism by immersion, it's a great opportunity for us to teach that they will go fully underwater. And so we talk about why we do it that way and how what that looks like and that the fact that their face is kind of the last thing to go in the water. So it really is not a long time, but most kids are not afraid of water. It's just more of the act of why do we do it the way we do baptism. Yeah. So as they ask that question, it's kind of a fun way to respond to them You know, again, as we talk about immersion, I tell a fun story with them. There's actually a Greek physician slash poet that lived like in the second century, and he uses this word baptizo, which is the same word we find in the Bible for immersion, to be fully underwater. And he actually uses the word in a recipe for making pickles. And so it's a fun way to talk to kids, because in the recipe of making pickles, I've never made pickles, but apparently you put them in boiling water and then you dip them into a vinegar solution. And the baptizo word is used when it's submerged in the vinegar solution, because it completely changes the vegetable into a pickle. So it changes the nature of the vegetable. And so we talk about how the same word is used in the Bible, and isn't it cool how really being submerged in the water is a symbol of the transformation that Jesus has brought. And so we kind of joke about them becoming a pickle and, you know, talk about, but it's a great way for us to teach that theology of immersion.
Yeah, that's a great picture of that.
Isaac, do you like pickles?
No.
No? No pickles at all?
Just grandma's pickles.
Just grandma's pickles. She has really good sweet pickles, doesn't she? Yeah.
They make my eyes weird.
They make your eyes weird.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Actually, you know, I have a funny story about pickles, because when I was a kid, Matt, I did not like pickles at all. Didn't like them. And then a couple years ago, I decided that I needed to start liking pickles, or try to like pickles. So every time I went to a sandwich restaurant that gives you one of those dill pickle spears there, I would take a bite of it. Disgusted me for years. Then all of a sudden I started liking them. Like, after a few years, I started liking them. Now I like them. I eat the whole spear.
I'm going to buy you a jar of pickles for your birthday.
I still haven't gotten on the pickle train, but
yeah.
That's all right. Maybe I'll try your experiment. I doubt it.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
One of these days, I'm going to fill the baptistry with pickles, just as a joke.
Yes, like, perfect.
So kids show up for baptism and it's filled with pickles. It'd just be a fun...
Facility team would love you.
Yeah, they would not.
Yeah. All right, so do I really have to be baptized? Will I have to talk in front of people? How long will I be underwater? Isaac, what's the fourth question?
Will the water be cold?
What do you think?
I think it'll be just like a little bit cold.
A little bit cold? Mm-hmm. Freezing?
Close to freezing.
Close to freezing?
Yeah, this is a fun question, because kids are on it. Like, they think of things that like the rest of us don't really think about. And while most questions we can tie back into teaching some theology of baptism, this one is just a fun question that we always just try to answer. And because shout out to our facilities team, the water is actually warm, not cold. Mm-hmm. They get here like a day before to set up the baptistries, mm-hmm. and then they have this awesome heater that cycles the water through a heating element and back into the tank, and it's actually a very warm, toasty, I call mm-hmm. it the Babtoozy, because it's kind of like a jacuzzi water. And so it's really warm. And so for kids to understand that, now, it doesn't always work perfectly. So I can remember a few years ago that I was actually performing a baptism for a young man, like I think he was 10 or 11, and we got into the water, and I realized when I took the first step into the water that it had not been heated, and it really felt like an ice bath.
Oh, goodness.
And so I was really practicing hard and controlling my breathing, because cold water just takes your breath away. And I realized when we got to the confession questions and I looked down to ask him the questions, he had not caught his breath. And so he shook his head, you know, nodded affirmative and made a noise, but it wasn't really a word that you could make out. And so needless to say, that was a shorter than normal baptism, because we were both ready to get out of the water. It was terribly cold.
That's funny. Isaac, number five, why don't you share with us what number five is?
Do I have to hold my nose?
This is an important one. What do you think?
You can do it if you want, because it can get in your nose and it can make your nose burn. And if you're used to keeping your nose open, then you don't have to do it.
Nice.
That's a good answer. So yeah, so I was the arrogant kid when I was baptized as a kid, who felt like, I've been swimming, I've jumped off diving boards, and I don't need to hold my nose. And gravity proved otherwise, and I went underwater. Water rushed up my nose, which caused me to inhale even more water through my nose and my mouth. And so there's still a video, an old VHS tape out there, of me coming up out of the baptismal waters coughing, snorting, snorting. It was the worst thing. I mean, the church just erupted in laughter.
Such a special moment.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I hold your nose. Like so I tell kids, don't be like me. Hold your nose. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is actually a fun one for me to talk with kids about, because the idea of going backwards in the water is not something that we're used to. Mm-hmm. And so it prompts that question of why do we do it that way? Mm. And so for kids, I always joke and say a cannonball would be way more fun. Like to jump in the water as a cannonball, which if you check YouTube out, there actually are some baptismal videos where kids do cannonballs into the water. I do not suggest it. Don't splash. We joke and say, like, wouldn't that be more fun? So why do we do it the way we do it? Because we lay backwards in the water and then lift up. Mm-hmm. And then we get to explain, like, how baptism really is an outward expression of an inward transformation of how what the Bible says becoming a new creation is the old is gone, has passed away, and behold, the new has come. And so this idea of being laid in the water, like being laid into a grave and raised up to walk in a new life, really is telling the story of what Jesus has done. But even more so, and this goes back to, well, I have to talk. Like I tell kids, you get to be the preacher because you're telling the story of Jesus to people. Like going into the water and rising back up, like it tells his story in a really beautiful, visible way. And so we hold our nose because we're going to go in the water backwards. A cannonball would be really fun, but I think even more beautiful and amazing is the way we practice baptism tells the story of Jesus and how our life has intersected with his. So it's kind of a fun question. I jokingly say too, like my two rules are hold your nose and hold your nose. First one is hold your nose so that water doesn't go in. The second one is hold your own nose, because really, who wants to touch someone else's nose? Like, that's just a gross part of the face. So,
you know, Matt, I kind of had a funny baptism story too. So in our little Baptist church, we had the baptismal that was up kind of behind the choir, sort of up high. And I was 9 years old, and well, I was probably as tall as I am now, which is not very tall. But you couldn't see me. And so they had a stool in the water for me to stand on that everyone could see me be baptized. But you know what happened there.
A wet stool.
Yeah. I totally slipped off of it, had a dramatic entry into the water, and that was my baptism.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good, Amy. Matt, thanks for coming and sharing with us about your top five questions that kids ask about baptism. And I know you get all kinds of more questions, too. If you're listening to this and you have questions about baptism or your kids being baptized, feel free to reach out to Matt or any one of our campus pastors across Fellowship's campuses. We're great resources for answering these questions. Matt and his team are used to answering questions, especially around kids and baptism. So that was really good, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
Dad, Matt is.
Can I be like a pastor? Kids ask me.
Kids ask you what?
About the questions.
Kids ask you about questions?
Yeah.
Well, now that you know all the answers, you can give the answers, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But no one asked me because I don't look like a pastor.
Do you have any more questions for Matt?
No.
Nope. You're good for today, huh? Awesome. Well,
I should get to go fishing today.
It was really good having you on this podcast, and we'll go fishing as soon as we possibly can.
Isaac, you did great. Thanks for reading those questions. I hadn't even thought about some of those questions before, so I'm glad that you brought those and we could talk about them, because I learned a lot today.
Amy, this is a really good podcast, not just for parents with kids, but also because we practice baptism the same way across all of our campuses. Mm-hmm. And for adults, for teens, and for kids, this is a really important part of our journey of faith.
Yeah, it was really good just to get to talk about baptism. I feel like our Sundays where we have baptisms are always really special. It's just neat to see what God is doing in the hearts and lives mm-hmm. of people and to share in that moment with mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, Fellowship. Until next time, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.